Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I have the privilege of answering your questions about meditation practice.
Hello, Susan and wonderful Sangha members. This is Ashley in Colorado, and I'm so excited to see many of you here for the Open Heart Project retreat in September. Registering for the retreat got me thinking about what might be the best way to prepare to make the most of this unique experience. And on the one hand, Susan, I've heard you say before that the key thing is receptivity, not to stress out about preparation per se, but to just arrive with a sense of openness and a willingness to be receptive to that experience. And I get that. I don't want this to add stress to my life. But at the same time, I've also noticed that sometimes thoughtful preparation can really enhance an experience, whether that's reading about a destination before traveling there, or getting some training in ahead of time so that when you're, you know, climbing that mountain or paddling that kayak, you have kind of a baseline of fitness that can support what you want to do. So I wonder if you could offer some thoughts about how we might approach the days or weeks that lead up to this retreat, or any retreat for that matter. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Thank you so much for your question. Thank you for being in the Open Heart Project Sangha. And thank you for coming on our retreat in September. I am really looking forward to it. Totally psyched. So I had the same question the very first time I went on retreat. I like to be prepared. And there is a kind of delight in exploring the possibilities and getting to know where you're going and imagining what it might be like. No problem. You can do that as much or as little as you want. The best way to prepare for a retreat, any retreat, is to practice meditation as consistently as you can. Because the focus of retreat, at least in the context we're talking about, is meditation retreat. It's good to have some continuity in your practice. That said, don't beat yourself up and you don't have to sit more than normal. And if you miss a day or a week or a year or whatever, do not stress about it. Immediately turn to the practice of gentleness. I'm not kidding about that. But if you can practice for a few minutes a day leading up to retreat, that is the best preparation. Another thing that you can do is just imagine what you hope to gain or learn or feel from your retreat. Let yourself dream. There's a reason that you're doing this, or a reason that prompted you to sign up. What makes you want to do this? What do you hope to learn? What is your intention? And examine that intention and let it evolve. You may feel today this intention, and then when you revisit the question in a few days, find something else to be true. That's great. You don't have to come up with the perfect intention and then, you know, engrave it in stone. But let yourself dream about what is possible and connect with your heart's longing. That's how I would phrase it. What do you long for from retreat? In this way, you kind of develop a heart connection to what we will do together before it even starts. It would also behoove me to say, try to give up any expectations at the same time while you're setting intentions and dreaming. Try to give up expectations, because who knows what will happen? That's one of the amazing, wonderful, fantastic things about retreat, is one does not know. And I guess the last thing I would say is be prepared for obstacles to arise prior to the retreat's start. In Tibetan Buddhism, this is called duns. It's spelled D-O-N-S, but it's pronounced duns, and it means obstacles. And it is said that before one takes a deeper step along the spiritual path, duns arise, obstacles appear. And they can look really real, like, oh, I just found out I'm very sick. That's a real obstacle. Or it can be, my plane got canceled, or my car got a flat tire, or my partner just told me he or she actually doesn't want me to go, or I may lose inspiration. So be on the lookout the closer you get to your retreat date for duns, for obstacles. Doesn't mean you shouldn't go. Doesn't mean you should go. It just means be aware that it is not uncommon that when one is about to, again, take a deeper step along the path, for obstacles to arise. So make of that what you will. And I guess the last thing I'll say is the best advice is to relax. Just relax. Be excited. Be trepidatious. Have deep intentions. Become bored with your intentions. Let it all be exactly as it is. Relax with it all. This is what enables you to show up with an open heart. And I'll be working on that right alongside you. So thank you, and I can't wait to see you.